are my favorite.
Herbie and Dane for 40 Winks.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Weekdays from 6. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Hold on. Where is Herbie and Dane's elf, Graham? Is he here? Is he there? Find him for your chance to win. Oh. It's Herbie and Dane's Elf on the Shelf. For barbecues galore. Barbecue better with the best brands in outdoor living.
Day at number 5 of the Elf on the Shelf. I'll tell you what, Graham's been getting around, Herbie.
He's a busy little elf, very much so. And today's clue to find Graham was a quick way to get into town. You may even spot Laurie Daly there. Now we're joined by Graham's helper, Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're good. Has someone found Graham?
Well, yes. We've got Phil here this morning. He was very clue about it all. He's found Graham.
Oh, congratulations, Phil. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Now, Phil, share with us all, where did you find Graham this morning?
The train station.
Which one?
Train station?
Junie
train station. Congratulations, because you were the first person to find Graham, that means you have scored yourself a $200 Junie Capital Chemist voucher. But not only that, you actually have the chance to win a $2,000 barbecues galore voucher.
Thank you very much.
Oh, our absolute pleasure, mate. We will see you there on December 21st, mate. Good luck, and look after Graham for us, okay?
Thanks very much.
We'll actually give Graham back to our helper elf. Elf Molly, because yes. Graham needs to go to report on everyone in the North Pole.
And he'll be hiding again somewhere tomorrow to be found.
Can you believe tomorrow's the halfway mark?
It's ridiculous.
Elf on the Shelf, because we're doing it for 12 days, obviously. 12
well, there's only 2 weeks to Christmas.
Cannot believe that. Thanks to our friends at Junie Capital Chemist, Lomonstone Landscape Supplies, Heavenly Hair, Skin and Nails, Epica Jewelers, Zachariah Newman Optometry, Price Attack, Family Funland Griffith, Tammy's Thai Kitchen, Silverlight Service Station, Allison Music, Cuba, and of course our friends at Barbecue Galore. Barbecue better with the best brands in outdoor living.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
A lot of us would be on social media sites, including Instagram, Snapchat, and you follow a lot of celebs, a lot of public profiles, just to see what's going on in their life. Maybe you like enjoying watching them.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just watch them and go, that's kind of cool. My life isn't like that.
Yeah, live your life vicariously through them and always dream and wonder. But it's not always to do well to dwell on dreams. But it's funny to look at what they get up to.
Yeah, and it's a personal preference on who you follow. And there is one lady that I follow not every week, but I pop in. And so she's a blogger. Her name's What Olivia Did. She goes by that blog name. Anyway, she shared a story about how she has a weakness and she builds it up. She builds it up, this weakness. I can't control myself. It's like a power. It takes over me. And it all leads to the moment where she reveals her weakness is pimple popping.
Wow.
And this is a lot of people's weaknesses. They love this. Personally, no. Against it, yuck, don't do it in front of me. But I understand that people like it. There's Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, Dr. Sandra Lee on YouTube. Millions of views. How do you go watching those sort of things?
I just don't bother watching it because I don't care for it.
Don't care for it. Well, people do really enjoy squeezing pimples and getting involved in that sort of
thing. But I did love that she was revealing her weakness, because she said, look, people have had goes at me, but if I just chuck it out there, then you can't have a go at me because I'm proud of my weakness.
Exactly right.
And so I thought maybe this morning we should all try and share our weaknesses.
Right.
Now, if you're close to me, you would know that a weakness of mine, and this is a big one, it's gone back from when I was a little girl, is butter.
Yep, you love butter.
I love butter.
Eat sticks of the stuff.
I used to eat it with a spoon.
Wow.
I'm not allowed to buy it anymore because I've got no self-control. When you go out for dinner, I love getting the dinner roll with one of those cubes, but I make sure I take everyone else who only use half. Like my mum, what are you doing? You need at least the whole cube.
I do half each side of that little dinner roll, one half for each side.
Sorry, the whole thing.
Yeah, it is the whole thing.
And it got so bad, this problem, that I bought 6 hot cross buns last year and you needed some butter for it, so I allowed myself to buy butter. I broke my ban and I used the whole block for 6 hot cross buns.
That is a lot of butter. Now, butter, margarine, doesn't matter, it has to be butter.
No. Oh, don't ever hand me margarine.
Oh, really?
Butter.
Oh,
sorry.
Butter snob over here.
I didn't say my weakness was margarine. So my weakness is butter.
Well, some people call it the same thing.
They're definitely different.
Well, I know they're different, but people call them the same thing. I'm not arguing that fact.
So my weakness is butter.
Butter, yep.
Your weakness this morning, Dane?
Oh, without a doubt, probably purchasing Lego or at Christmas time, chocolate-covered peanuts.
So,
I love them. I get around
them
and I eat a whole tub at a time, and they're like $7 a bloody pop, and I
Next thing you know, what's happened here? You put your hand in, it's empty.
It's gone.
Your weakness took over.
Back to Woolies.
And so this morning, it's a bit of a fun one. Do you have a weakness?
Yep.
Are you open to sharing your weakness? If you do, call us on 13 12 16. We actually have some Wagga Bowl vouchers that we can give away. But it's got to be a big one.
And it's a safe place. There's no judgment.
No,
it's
no.
a safe place. 13, 12, 16.
Have I got a butter sister or brother out there?
13, 12, 16. What's your weakness? Laurie, the friendly milkman from Glenfield on 13, 12, 16, mate, share with us in this safe space. What's your weakness?
Chocolate freckles.
Oh,
chocolate
yes.
freckles, yes. Now, how do you go? Do you purchase a massive bag and it all goes? What's your process?
I usually buy two bags.
Two bags.
Intend on taking one home, but I usually eat both of them before they get there.
I love that. I love that you plan ahead by getting the two, but it still doesn't help you.
No, it still doesn't help me.
That's a fair weakness, Laurie. Thanks for sharing with us.
No worries. Have a great day.
Do you have a weakness, Steve?
Yeah, mate. Red Rock deli chips.
Oh.
And there's so many different flavours of those too. Is there a specific flavour?
The honey soy.
Get in my belly. Yeah. Oh, they're my favourite
too. They're the
ones. Now, do you just buy a little pack because you know you've got to have some control or what happens?
Nah, if you been to Costco, they have the bags that are like so huge.
Yes, get around them. Are they going to be there on the Christmas table?
Oh, they'll be there.
They'll be there, but they'll be in your belly for sure.
Maybe the special roast beef and veggie version.
You're allowed there, get away.
Hey, mate, thanks for your call.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Now, it's no secret, Dane, that I am single. We did Herbie for The Bachelorette.
Yep.
Still waiting for that call to confirm if I'm going to be The Bachelorette.
Nothing from Network 10 yet.
No. Still waiting, though. You never know. And look, you try to help me out. You're my pal.
Yep.
At times, it can be a bit awkward. It can be a bit embarrassing. But you do try to be a little bit of a wingman for me. Just last week, this was fantastic, playing Alpha Bucks with a listener, Tom, and you found out he was actually going to New Zealand at the end of the year, which I am, so you tried to set us up this week.
Tom, are you single?
Funnily enough, I am, good sir.
Oh.
Tom, are you right if I pass your number on to Herb so you guys can meet up in New Zealand?
Read on.
Tom, you do have a date with Herb in New Zealand, so congratulations.
Lucky mate.
Very lucky, Tom. Has he contacted you yet at all?
No.
Okay.
Just like Channel 10.
still waiting.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
I've got to thank you. But then I also have to say today, I think love is dead.
Well,
it's dead. I mean, yes, you got married this year, but that was months ago.
Yeah.
And we know in this day and age, things change quickly. Social media is exploding. Tinder is so last week.
Yep.
Well, it just isn't working.
I'd like to reassure everyone that I'm still very much in love.
Yes. Hopefully Christy too. Now, I've come across a story, and this is why I believe love is dead, because a lady by the name of Amanda Sparrow-Large, she's 46, she made headlines a couple of years ago when she was legally married to a pirate that is no longer alive. So he's a pirate who's been dead for around 300 years, and
wow.
So she married a pirate ghost.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
Yes. But like, good on her.
She's in love.
If she's in love, good on her.
Exactly right.
But this is where love is dead, because
quite literally.
It breaks my heart to say they're getting a divorce.
Oh no.
You can't marry a ghost anymore.
The pirate ghost. Now, whose fault was it? Is it inconsolable differences?
She just says it wasn't working out. She warns people now to not marry ghosts because you're jumping into the world of spirits, and so it's a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
So now I can't find people in real life. I can't find people in the spirit life. Love is dead, Dave.
Where are you going to find people, Herbies? What's next? What's next for you? Bachelorette, gone. Tom on Alpha Bucks, gone. Ghost, gone.
I'm single for the rest of my life.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Why is the sky blue?
How's the housing market?
Who will win the election?
What is the meaning of life? Talking topics with toddlers.
Good morning, Cooper.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Now, Billy, are you going to school next year?
Yeah.
Which school are you going to?
Preschool.
Where's that?
I don't know.
What's your favourite thing about coming to Possums?
The slide.
Maeve, are you going to school next year?
No.
What do you love about Possums?
Colouring.
When you first came to Possums and coloured, do you reckon you've become even better of a colourer?
Yes.
Do they call you Picasso now?
No.
Cooper, where are you going next year?
To North Wagga School.
And what do you think you'll do at North Wagga School?
Play with my buddy.
Who's your buddy?
Kobe.
And what are you going to miss about Possums?
My friends.
Is there one friend in particular you're going to miss?
Adam.
What about Rosie?
Who's your favourite teacher here at Possums?
Romola.
What makes Romola so special?
Because she copies out stuff from me.
So you can do what with it?
Make something. A mask.
Maeve, who's your favourite teacher?
Day.
And Billy, who's your favourite teacher?
Day. What are you going to miss about possums over the holiday break?
Going on a holiday.
So you're not going to miss possums because you're going on a holiday?
I'll miss you.
Oh, I'll miss you too, Billy. Can you write me a postcard from your holiday?
Okay.
Good morning, Marley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
Now, Logan, we're nearly getting to the end of the year. Are you going to be at possums next year?
No.
Where are you going to be?
At Hensky Primary School.
Are you excited?
Yep.
What do you love about possums?
Because I have a big activity time.
What sort of activities do you do here at possums?
Sometimes none.
Marley, are you going to be at possums next year?
No.
Where are you going to be?
At Sturt.
And what's your favourite thing about possums?
Playing.
Now, do you have a favourite possums teacher?
Bookie.
Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kyrie.
Good morning.
Now, Kyrie, are you going to school next year?
Yep.
Which school?
Wagga Public.
What will you miss most about possums?
Spending time with Mariah and with my other friends.
And Quinn, what are you doing next year? Are you at possums or are you at school?
School.
And what school are you going to?
Wagga Public like Kyrie.
So that means you guys are going to still be friends next year.
And Faith is going to be at Wagga Public too, because I've seen her at Wagga Public.
Me too. We've been there all together once.
And Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas.
So, Quinn, what have you loved most about possums?
Nothing.
There's got to be something.
No.
Have you ever made anything in arts and craft? Have you made friends, made cool food?
Made cupcakes.
So that's your favourite thing, making cupcakes?
Yes.
Kyrie, who is your favourite teacher here at possums?
Michaela's the best teacher in the whole wide world.
Quinn, who do you think?
Michaela.
What is it Michaela does that makes her the best teacher in the whole wide world?
She buys lots of presents and stuff for the kids who love to go to hospital and be sick.
That's so nice of Michaela. Kyrie, why should anyone come to possums?
Me only stepped on a bauble to decorate your Christmas tree and she stepped on it and Rachel was laughing behind her iPad.
A teacher supposed to laugh when that happens?
Yes.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
Herbie, holidays are just upon us. People packing up, getting ready to maybe head overseas.
Some people already are.
I know. Lucky ducks.
We're nearly there. For everyone else that's waiting to that Friday 21st,
it's
the
coming.
Countdown has begun.
It's coming. I know you're off on a holiday. I'm off on a holiday. I'm staying locally, though. You're off overseas. And I just want you to be careful because I don't want you to end up in jail.
No one, I think, ever plans to go overseas and end up
but
in jail.
I don't want you to end up in jail from doing something as simple as taking a photo.
No, no.
Which can happen. Now, it happened to a British tourist. He was in Egypt. And he was arrested because he took a video at the airport and he happened to catch a military helicopter in the background and they arrested him.
Oh, I wouldn't.
So he's like, what's going on there?
Was he intentionally trying to capture that?
No, he was just at the airport, just thought he'd do a little video and got one in the air. And his defense was, what's a military helicopter doing in the airspace around the airport anyway? Well, it's flying and probably
it's flying,
have to land
somewhere, yeah, mate, it can be up in the air.
And most recently, when I was over in my honeymoon in Hawaii, I saw a tourist filming walking through customs, and one of the customs officers came and shut his camera and said, delete that right now, mate. You're not allowed to film here.
Well, you hear of the tour groups that actually get over to North Korea.
Oh,
that they're
yes.
not allowed to do anything. And there's been some serious stories that have come back from there. Who knows what to believe, but you're not allowed to take pictures there.
Yeah, don't. Now, but would you believe, though, some of the most photographed landmarks in the world are also illegal to take a photo of. For example, the crown jewels at the Tower of London.
Oh, really?
You're not allowed to take a photo of those. And if you do, highly illegal.
A lot of people have snuck that one through.
I tried, but it's really blurry and it's through the big doors and I didn't want to get caught.
Could just be any jewels.
it could be anything. You wouldn't even know where it is. Also, inside London's Westminster Abbey.
Oh, really?
Illegal. Can't take photos in there.
Maybe you need permission for that one because a lot of photos do come out when there's weddings and everything. So,
well, how's this? If you travel to the Vatican, the Sistine Chapel, obviously you can take photos through the Vatican Museum, but once you get in the Sistine Chapel, it is illegal to take photos in there. And the people that work in the Sistine Chapel have the right to come up to you and they say, tap you on the shoulder, delete that right now. When I was over there, a girl in our tour group took a photo and she went missing for like 25 minutes because she wouldn't delete the photo. And they took her to a little room and said, you need to delete this stuff right now.
Do you reckon they're smart enough to know that with phones these days, you delete it, but then you've also got to go to recently delete it?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Mm. That's very clever. But the one I want to talk about most of all, none in New Zealand, so you're safe.
Okay.
Thank God. But there is one in Europe, in France most particularly.
Oh, no. It's not the place I'm thinking.
Say it.
The Eiffel Tower.
Correct. It's illegal to take a photo of the Eiffel Tower. Now, I'll tell you why, though.
That's silly.
If you take a photo of the Eiffel Tower during the day, you're good.
Okay.
Fine. No problems whatsoever. It's if you take a photo at nighttime. So I don't know if you've seen the Eiffel Tower at nighttime have those very sparkly lights.
It
looks
yeah.
like a Christmas tree.
How can they police that?
Well, I don't know.
You
but
can't police that.
You're not allowed to take that because that was done by artist Pierre Badeau. And that is artistic work and is protected under copyright law. So if you take a photo of the Eiffel Tower with the glittering lights on, you have broken the law.
I can just imagine the person running around going, no, at nighttime.
And his French too would be very, very rude about it.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.